On the subject of wee beasties, I was asked at the Highland Games, whilst watching the real men toss the caber, what I thought they had under their sporran. The first thought that came to my little mind was Scotch quail eggs. Perhaps an idea for MasterChef. Maybe Nadia could come up with a kosher fusion recipe for eggy meatballs. An Easter treat for everyone in Abergavenny. I would warn, I eat like a pig, Scotch eggs or no. So long as it's kosher, they could sell it down the kebab shop. Whilst drunk, real men have been known to make out with a kebab, although having once been a vegan, I prefer licking out a halved fig. On the subject of plastic bags, I am not against pluralist integration, delivering a French letter to a jihadi bride. Just sweet Charlie. What happens if you deliver a large package in a burqa? There's one in your eye. Need I draw a picture? TTFN, as we say in Berlin. Perhaps jihadi meatballs covered in tomato sauce would sell well in Waitrose. Charlie likes it organic with a thistle or two. But perhaps like sticking a kukri through the porthole, I am being overly pointed. Good morning, Vietnam. I'm not the sharpest tool in the box, but I'm sure the Muslims can see the point of what I'm trying to say. I did meet Amir Khan once, but he couldn't talk because he was under contract. It can only be assumed that he shows a fist to kiddie fiddlers. What with Mohammed's preferences for child brides and Alma dinner, I'm not sure what kind of meat the good Muslims would serve up with ketchup. Of course, that's a snip. RuPaul might fancy forced feminisation of certain types of people. So an end to rumours about Graham Norton and the Egg Foo Young. He's certain to want the list to prevent that mud sticking. Graham likes the ball boys down Wimbledon way with cream to his strawberry. Andy Murray had been walking a bit funny since he came down with COVID. New balls, please. Of course, there's always the Paris Accord to stir a little tea up at Balmoral. Fortnum and Mason have quail's eggs in stock if Camilla wants to meet at the Hilton for tea and the Stone of Scone. Heidi Klum seems to think cocks look good in a frock, but which way do you toss the caber? I'm all for seeing Heidi at the French Open. She must love Biden. Not quite a menage a trois for the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, but if Stephen Fry is hiding in the closet, he could see what the butler saw with a little Turkish delight. Zero emissions whilst I put my frock on. Parisians hate stains. Although they did try to stain my reputation down that way with a game of three-card Monty, I seem to have become divorced from the Cthulhu by gaslight. It doesn't take Stephen Fry reading Sherlock Holmes to work that one out. Having once been in bed with a plastic bag, I'm all for Waitrose banning them in the interest of saving the environment. Some bags just aren't safe around children. I'd like to see some black bags to widow jihadi brides. A statue to Lee Rigby could brighten up the environment.